It's time for another legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. And joining me right now on the phone, we have Representative Christine Watkins for our final legislative update interview. First off, Representative Watkins, a pleasure as always to get you on. Thank you for the time this morning.
Oh, you bet. Thank you.
So first off, I have to ask you what it's like to complete this process once again, because I'm sure calling it a grind may just be an understatement.
Yeah, you know, everyone just breathed a sigh of relief when that gavel hit last night at midnight. There were a few bills that unfortunately were so close and we couldn't get stuff back from the Senate, but it's nice. We have a lot of people retiring, and so we were able to just kind of have fun making fun of everything and then come back. But it was, you know, the governor came and was just so pleased with what we accomplished during the session. So that was nice. He, you know, you can Google it or if you have a paper, but he was very pleased with the really tough things that we took on.
Well, let's talk about some of those things. First off, how many bills were passed during this process?
We had 534 bills passed.
Wow.
Now, some of those, there were a few that might be a new law, but as I looked over the titles of them the other day, vast majority are an amendment, a revision, a cleanup bill. So there may be something new in an amendment, but it doesn't necessarily rewrite the whole law, although during the summer they worked on recodifying the education section in our code, and so that cut down on education bills because they cleaned it up and fixed it up, and it was something that really needed to be done.
So when you talk about that number, how does that compare to past legislative processes? I mean, what's a good gauge? Is that kind of on average?
Well, last year we did about the same number. I think the year before they did high 400s, very, very low 500s. So we'd have to be whipping through every day, which we don't, because we have committee meetings and we talk about some of these bills and debate them almost to death sometimes. But so we had over 1,300 filed. So if that gives you an idea of how many passed out of how many that were filed. And we did pass a bill this year, just this last week, that next year, or starting in May when we can file, it will be open, transparent, how many bills have been filed by each representative. In the past, we could keep it protected so nobody could see it, and somebody could, we actually had some people file 50, 60, 70 bills, which is ridiculous, but they could do it because it wasn't out there that's how many they did. So now you're going, as legislators, we will have that transparency, and everyone will know how many bills we're filing.
I want to talk about something in particular that you mentioned to me off of the cuff, the possibility of a property tax raise, which would come with a gas price hike as well.
Yeah, you know, we have the Our Schools Now initiative, and it was strictly to raise money for education, to increase the funding. If that would have passed, and that's because people would have voted on it and passed it, it would have been the biggest, largest tax increase in the history of Utah. It was just huge. But it would have been giving education over $700 million a year because of that tax increase. And so our leadership and the leadership of Our Schools Now met and came to a compromise. And so we passed a bill, everybody needs to pay attention to this, that would raise property tax, lower income tax by a small amount, and then have up to about a 10-cent increase in the gas tax. So every time you filled your car, you'd be paying that on each gallon of tax. And that money would go to B and C roads in every community. And, of course, the property tax and all of that would help straighten up this issue with the funding for education. So we passed that, but it's going to be on the ballot in November. It's not going to go into effect. It is going to be up to the voters in Utah. If you want to fund education, and then now they've thrown in the roads because that's become a real critical problem for us, then you can vote for it. If you say, not going to do that, then you can vote it down. So I was not willing to vote on a bill where I would have said, oh, yeah, my constituents will happily, you know, do this and this and this. And when I go around, I'll try and explain this to people as to how it'll work. But the best part is everyone gets to vote on that.
And you also wanted to talk about funding as well, right? There was something in the regards to funding?
Yeah. I had Representative Paul Ray, who's a chair of social services, come to me early in this session, and he said, you know, I just didn't realize how bad of a problem with drugs and suicides Carbon County had. I mean, we're not only, like, number one in the state. We're way up there, like, 3, 4, or 5 in the country. And so he came to me yesterday because I hadn't really kind of been paying attention to it. I was doing other things. And he got two positions funded through our health department. These are new positions that will work on the drug addiction problem and our mental health and suicide problem. And they'll also have, they'll be able to have someone assist with our medication program that they work with the people who are addicted. And there's a new program called Bridges, and it's a special kind of drug, and you only take it for 2 weeks. And that's if someone comes into the system and they're addicted and to some of these drugs that are pretty awful to withdraw from, they can use this drug for 2 weeks, and when they're done, the withdrawal is over with, and it's not the excruciating, painful thing that it can be. So we've been funded for this. It's new. It's expensive, but we've been funded to have that. So this is really, really exciting news. The person that works with the drug staff, they're going to be there working with everyone and trying to help, but also documenting the issues and what can we do that would be effective to help solve this serious problem that we have in our county.
Representative Christine Watkins, so much fun during this process to get multiple updates from you each week. Thank you so much for always making time for us, and thank you for representing rural Utah during this process.
You bet. It's my pleasure. I plan on getting home today and filing to run again, so we'll see how this campaign season goes. And I just want everyone to know, regardless of what happens, I'm just honored to represent them.
Thank you again, Christine. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
When talking about service, I'm sure you'll concur. It's actions that speak louder than words. So with my money, every red cent, I trust these folks 100%. Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
Are you tired of making your loan payments to financial institutions on the Wasatch Front or even out of state? Bring your loans home by calling or coming in to Eastern Utah Community Credit Union and let them save you time and money. In addition, if you transfer your loan from another financial institution or get pre-approved on your next loan, they'll give you a vacation package to one of many destinations in the States or a cruise to the Bahamas. That's right. Bring your loan home, and they send you packing on your next vacation. At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, you can depend on them for local people, local lending, and local decisions.
Membership and eligibility required. NCUA insured. Loans approved on credit. Equal housing lender.